Pinkerton hung around Washington for several days waiting for a decision, but none came. Just 2 months old, the administration was still organizing its government, as well as raising and equipping a large army. Pinkerton paid visits to the state and war departments, but found no one there to decide on his offer. Miffed, he boarded a train to return to Chicago and his business. On a stopover in Philadelphia, he dashed off a letter to George McClellan, his old employer at the Illinois Central Railroad, who was in Columbus organizing his Ohio command. In his pocket, Pinkerton had a letter he received from McClellan on April 26th, asking him to come to the state. "I wish to see you with the least possible delay to make arrangements with you of an important nature," the note read. The detective could find him at the state capitol or at his house on Ludlow Street in Cincinnati, which was serving for the moment as his headquarters. "Let no one know that you come to see me, and keep as quiet as possible," the general instructed. Pinkerton had put off McClellan until he had an answer from Lincoln on his proposal for a secret service. But it was clear to him now the administration might never come to a decision. So Pinkerton was ready to go to Ohio. In Philadelphia, he wrote McClellan that he would be in Columbus no later than May 9th.